all is a single intelligence, an infinite consciousness that is absolutely free, brilliantly luminous, and infinitely creative. Self The self creates concepts and constructs that then conceal its own nature from itself and produce the illusion that consciousness is a multiplicity of beings in a world, in a field of chaos and conflict. And then the self reveals itself again, and suddenly all know that there is only the one self, and all conflicts end, and the illusion of the world ends. And all differences are subsumed into the infinite radiance of the sameness of the ocean of consciousness. The waves of thought and emotion will subside, and the totality will reveal itself. All will happen in accord with the will of that supreme intelligence. One's only function is to witness that will without resistance, in emptiness, without desire and without fear, without attitude, without any intention that is other than the emergence and revelation of the beauty of the whole. And so the more that the apparently separate ego surrenders into the service of the infinite self, without trying to serve itself at the expense of the totality, without concern for its own power, its own development, its own territory, without concern for survival on a physical level, the more that it receives the eternal, infinite vibrational frequency that brings freedom and insight and willpower and the natural unfoldment of its infinite potentiality as the real self dissolves the ego illusion. All that is necessary is not to resist the dissolving of that illusion, and to have love for the ultimate real that you are, that you have always been, before the illusion of birth, before the separation of a me from the other, before the feeling of need and demand and desire, before frustration, before suffering. And once it is recognized that all suffering is a result of the construct of the me, as soon as that construct disappears, so does the suffering, and so does the illusion of separation and alienation, and so does all confusion and limitation of the mind's capacity to understand. And most of all, the limitation of the heart that is defended against the pain of unlove, of rejection and abandonment and miscommunication and all of the other traumatic reactions that one has had to living in a world of egos, without love, without vision, without realization of oneness. All of that dissolves, and the heart opens to its infinite blissful love that is expanded into universal extension, because all is the one self that is simply the energy of that intelligent love. And the beauty of all that is suddenly revealed in awesome and sublime delight. And one lives in that delight, in that beauty, in the spontaneity of the Tao that acts through the vehicle without any need for thought, because there is knowledge of a higher level than thought, of a greater intellectual capacity than language can contain. And it is through the attunement to that intelligence of the infinite self that a new consciousness is installed in the organism and in the anima mundi, the noosphere of the world. And it is that new consciousness that emanates a new world. So long as an ego operating system remains active, it is of utmost importance to witness it from the viveka point, without identifying with its thoughts, with its emotions, with its frustrations, with its demands that reality look a certain way, and that one be treated in a certain way, and that life should unfold in accord with the ego's own desires. But that letting go of the demand upon God to serve the ego and instead discerning how to serve the infinite self and receive the blissful energy in the exchange for that attunement, for that surrender. That final symbolic exchange that brings one out of the imaginary ego and into the real self via the death of all illusion and the coming to life of the absolute power of the uncreated and only self. Brings healing of the deepest level of the traumas that go back lifetimes through the trajectory of the soul and the tapestry of the cosmos, and enable all to be saturated by the light, dissolved like the caterpillar in the cocoon of the singularity, and to reemerge as the angelic and divine butterflies of God consciousness in a garden of Eden of infinite beauty. And it is this metamorphosis, this transformation that is now underway in the hearts and the lives of every soul that yearns to return, to be redeemed. And the merciful energy of God, of the One Self, will penetrate through the ego's defenses when the yearning is strong enough to open, to take the risk of being vulnerable to infinite love, and to letting go of the myths of the me and to all of its distorted values that have kept it out of sync with the will of God, and to bring a harmony and a unity that is unknowable by the ego, but through its self-deletion from the field of consciousness, in that emptiness, the oceanic, blissful love enters the heart and brings fulfillment and liberation. We are in the moment of the simultaneous death and rebirth of the creation by the uncreated self. And in this awesome moment, our function is to serve what is being born, what is coming to life, and to be free of all that is subject to death. May we choose the infinite self over the finite construct. so that we may know the full glory of the work that is underway. By the powers and principalities of the Supreme Being, and be one of those agencies of the divine transformation, rather than an obstacle in the path of light. May you dissolve every last trace of the Kali Yuga ego, so that the new self, the divine self, the original self, may return as yourself here and now. May you know the peace that comes of complete surrender to the inner, uncreated, luminous presence that is the eternal and immortal self. May you know the deeper peace that comes of total purification of the mind, the emptying out of every thought construct, every self-image, every memory, every emotion. Every trace of individual will as a being in a world of duality. And may you know the supreme peace of the realization of the absolute self that is simultaneously functioning as the cosmos and the organismic form, but remains forever aware of the formless self that is the creator and the dreamer of all that appears, but never touched by the dream.